Jeff and Good Day program. Tuesday morning is upon us. Only one more day after today, and April will be Kaputsky. It's the 29th of April, and the Good Day program now focusing on, I think that the in-depth and at full length is a way of describing some of the things that I want to take up with you during this hour of the program. There are a lot of things going on in the world of technology. And today, frankly, interesting day because there's news about Internet Explorer. Have you heard this? Clicking on one malicious link in Internet Explorer may be all it takes for hackers to hijack your computer. This is according to warnings that were issued yesterday by Microsoft and the Department of Homeland Security. So how many of you have Internet Explorer? I'm using it, as a matter of fact, right now. So maybe I better do something about that quickly. Federal officials advise that people ought to avoid using Internet Explorer, the browser versions 6 to 11, until Microsoft has successfully patched the glitch. Isn't it interesting that we've gotten to this place in our world of technology that the federal government is issuing these warnings along with a private company. So, hand in hand, the feds say along with the folks that are responsible for Internet Explorer that if you have version 6 to 11 of Microsoft, you better put a cork in it. The United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team. How many even knew there was such a thing as the United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team? It says the vulnerability could lead to the compromise of your system. If you're affected, you're not going to know until it's too late. So that's why they're saying don't use Internet Explorer. The latest flaw works by tricking you into visiting a malicious website that then quietly installs malware, turning control of the system over to the hackers. This is the word from Microsoft Security. The advisory is that you ought not to, but this has been going on now. AOL, a lot of people have been complaining lately about AOL and the fact that this is an older system. And there are a lot of people that are getting hacked in there. Change your password and move on. If you see, I don't know if you're like me, but I see something from somebody I don't know, and I just delete it. I don't look at it. I don't go browsing around if I don't know. And then if there's somebody you know well, and they're sending you an email or allegedly sending you an email, and you think, wait a minute, that isn't something that person would say. Like if it's your daughter, your son, or a close friend or a business associate, and you know their style. Like, I keep getting emails from somebody who is trying to fool me into thinking that it's my girlfriend. I'm not going to open that stuff. I know what her lingo is. I know what she sends me and how she sends it to me, at least as far as how she would wrap up the information. And it's not the way these guys send it along. So I just delete it, and then I tell her to change her password. Same thing. Everybody should be thinking the same way. This is dangerous stuff. And it brings us back around to thinking about how little privacy we have, how our privacy is being violated every day in all kinds of ways. So in this circumstance, you are silly. If you open Internet Explorer, which, by the way, is the top browser, accounting for 58% of users in our country at the moment. Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome round out the other most popular browsers, but Internet Explorer, by a large measure, is much more popular, shall we say. People who use the 12-year-old Windows XP operating system are especially vulnerable since Microsoft announced earlier this month it would no longer provide technical assistance and automatic updates to protect your PC. So if you have Windows XP and you haven't done something about it now, right as you hear me, stop listening to this and do something about that. If you continue to use Windows XP after the support has ended, your computer will still work, but it'll become more vulnerable to all kinds of security risks and viruses. That's what Microsoft is saying on its website. They have encouraged you to upgrade your operating system, so why don't you do it right now? While you are thinking about it, I don't mind if you go away for a moment or two while you're searching for a way to fix that. It would be my pleasure to have known that I helped you save yourself from all kinds of horrible stuff. Because that's really what happens, is stuff. Really, anytime I lost my cell phone for a few days, and man, did that foul up. It's all your personal stuff. It's all your business stuff. Things that really seem to screw up your life. We become so dependent on this stuff. We really have. The games, the Facebook connections to keep up with your family and friends, you're buying things online, you're keeping up with the news, there's all kinds of, there are apps, you know, that I read something, there's like 400,000 apps that you can use. So people are on these things all the time. They have created a land of zombies, especially with a younger crowd, right? Younger people on these things all the time. But I'm an adult, and I will tell you that I was really upset when my cell phone got lost. All right, so while we're on this, let's pause for a moment, come back, listen to a conversation with Greg Stebbin, who is an expert on technology. The discussion will be on the FCC and whether or not there should be net neutrality. Do you know how this affects you? If you don't, listen up. Greg Stebbin joins us in a moment right here on Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5314. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
Hi, joining us now is Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. And the issue has to do with what you can do currently as far as access on the Internet or on your phone or your tablet or your computer. You get to view websites, watch video at pretty much the same speed everybody else does. The traffic you create simply by browsing the web is treated equally by the companies that have built the infrastructure of the Internet. They're Comcast and AT&T and whoever knows. We've got
Verizon.
Verizon with Fios and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the FCC, I guess that the issue here, I don't want to assume the issue, Because, Greg, your understanding of it may be different than mine. Net neutrality is that everybody gets stuff for free, right? And the FCC seems to want to throw a monkey wrench into that. Is that it?
Well,
is that sort of the bottom line?
Free's not... Look, nobody gets Netflix for free. So it's more having to do with... you pay somebody to see to access the Internet. Comcast, Time Warner, AT&T, whoever it is. It's a phone company or a cable company in most cases. And the idea of net neutrality is that whoever you pay to access the Internet should not have any vote in what you get to see as long as what you want to look at is legal. So they can't speed some things up and slow some things down based on what's in their best interest. They should deliver everything you could want to see from the Internet at the exact same speed. There's no discrimination or favoritism played for any content. And that's an interesting idea. But there's lots of reasons why it could be challenged. Now, what are reasons that things get challenged? Often it has to do with money, right? And so this whole new debate that we're going to be hearing about over the next few weeks with the FCC, it is all about money. And the idea is that the Comcasts and the Verizons of the world would like to be able to charge the biggest users of bandwidth. And I'll name one, Netflix. It is said that Netflix sometimes uses 30% of all bandwidth at the Internet at any given time.
Wow.
Especially on Saturday night, right? Mm-hmm. You're eating your pizza and you're watching a movie and the kids are in the other room also watching a movie. So a Comcast would say, or a Verizon would say, well, Netflix is using up 30% of our bandwidth. First of all, is that fair to people who don't even have a Netflix account because their bandwidth is getting slowed down? And what a provider like a Comcast will say is we'd like to create a fast lane for them, charge them to use it so that we can kind of balance it out across the whole spectrum. See, they see it as a money-making opportunity, but also as a way of kind of leveling out the Internet. And there's some validity to that, perhaps. On the other hand, on the other side, people are saying, well, the only companies that have that kind of bandwidth use, like a Netflix, are big companies. And what you're essentially doing is putting them in a position to dominate the Internet, and then along comes some 24-year-old entrepreneurs, and they can't really get a foot in the game because
right.
they don't have the money to pay the toll to get in the fast
lane. You look at YouTube, you look at Netflix, they were all these like little ideas that all of a sudden just, boom, exploded. And this would squeeze those little ideas from ever being able to have access to a large audience.
Well, so let me clarify. It doesn't actually... Some people look at this and they say it's a free speech issue. But I think you have to be very careful about the assumptions you make here. Because we're talking about speed here, not access. And when they get lumped together, you have a problem. So it doesn't push anybody out. It just says you can only deliver your stuff at a slower speed.
Right.
Some kind of solution is going to have to come here because soon Netflix will be 50%. And that's uneven. It's an unbalanced scale in its own way.
Yeah, but once we start managing who gets what on the Internet, that's a dangerous place.
I completely agree. That's why I think everyone should be watching this and be concerned about it and make sure you...
Well, how do you influence the outcome? Never mind be concerned about it. How do you influence the outcome?
Well, you contact your congressperson or people, you go to the FCC site and you make your comments. I mean, you use your voice.
Does the United States still own the Internet?
The United States never owned the Internet.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. What happened to Al Gore?
I thought Al Gore owned the Internet.
This is a big idea.
He just invented it.
Greg Stebbin, who is tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day with the FCC, net neutrality, how it will impact you. Good information. Thank you very much. 21 after on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Here at 24 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. It's the best five songs, the top five songs from this week in 1986. Started out with the Rolling Stones in the Harlem Shuffle.
Number four this week comes from Richie's friend Van Halen.
Big Guitar Weekend. Affectionately known in this phase of their life as Van Hagar.
Rolling Stones at number five during this week in 1986 with the Harlem Shuffle. Number four, Van Halen. Why Can't This Be Love? Number three, Prince and the Revolution. Boys, great English group, West End Boys, number two during this week in 1986. As we go through the top five.
I think these guys are from Kansas.
Pet Shop Boys?
Just kidding.
Referring to the West End of London, that's what this is about. So if you want to get the number one song, you would be very excited about this as well. Robert Palmer on his own. Yeah, I don't know if I'm addicted to you. Love. All right, crank this up with you.
Are you visualizing the music video for this?
Who cannot visualize the video of the Robert Palmer girls, or whatever you want to call them?
Black dresses, red lipstick, and guitar.
Yep. In the background, and they had, I saw somewhere on the internet about a year ago, they updated where all of these girls were and what they were doing and the whole thing, and it was, I guess it was shortly after Robert Palmer died, but it's an iconic video for sure.
Iconic.
Remember when they used to show videos on MTV?
I do remember when MTV was like music television.
Way back in the day.
Might as well
check some other news here from the personality side of life. Valerie Harper has been sued for $2 million by producers of a play after she bowed out because of her battle with cancer. The complaint centers around Harper's role in the national tour of the play Looped. According to the lawsuit, Matthew Lombardo and producers say Harper had been forgetting her lines and slurring her speech during rehearsals. God. So she asked to see a doctor. It was then she learned she had brain cancer, forcing her to drop out of the show. The plaintiff says that Harper had intentionally failed to inform them that she was battling cancer in order to keep her job. They say it cost them $500,000 to replace Harper.
I don't know.
What sort of relationship or what sort of reputation is this guy going to have after filing a suit like this? Oof.
Well, yeah, it's tough.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour. Now, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program for Tuesday, the 28th of April. In depth, the overview of the Supreme Court ruling last week, which still nobody seems to get. There are a couple of people who are going to join me in a few minutes. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Good Day program, with his take, which is exactly the same as mine, and I don't have him on because he verifies what I'm thinking. I just want you to know what the Supreme Court really decided. And it really had nothing to do, nothing to do with affirmative action. And so then we'll bring on Elizabeth Slattery, who has a lot of experience with the Supreme Court as well, to talk about this little different spin on it. At any rate, for those of you, there aren't many, I don't think, who aren't aware of what the Supreme Court did last week, made a decision which upheld Michigan's ban on affirmative action, but it just... That was a convenience because that was the issue at the moment. They did not rule at all. They didn't, in their decision, say a word, not one word, about affirmative action. Their decision was short and sweet for those of you who are very happy to have your vote count. And that's really what this was all about. The examination of Michigan law and whether or not the law allows the state of Michigan through the ballot box to change things that the voters don't like. The voters don't like affirmative action. In this case, that was what the referendum question was about. And by the way, this goes back to 2006. So they were asked whether or not they wanted to have affirmative action as the bellwether, as the sounding board, as the reason for people to get jobs or get into school, that sort of thing. And the voters said no. So the people who challenged it were challenging the wrong thing, but what the court decided was that people have a right in the state of Michigan to go to the ballot box and correct something that they believe is a grievous mistake that may have been done by the state legislature or by edict or whatever, but the voters spoke, and they can speak on anything they want to in the state of Michigan, and isn't it wonderful that they can? And wouldn't it be great if every state was exactly the same? It depends on the state constitution. So the Supreme Court looked at the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling, and then they got into the constitution, and then they said the state constitution allows voters to decide on issues like this. I don't know what it's like in your state, but it might be interesting if, in fact, you feel the same way about affirmative action and your state allows in its constitution the voters to decide, gee, what a concept, the voters actually decide on an issue that is important. That's what this was about. And the news media pretty much across the board, whether it was radio, television, print, they got it all. They wanted to stir the pot. So instead of stirring it intelligently and accurately, we'll not have any of that. We're going to distort
what the Supreme Court decided. We're going to have a lot of people. There were a few legal people, and Steve Wiseman, who's going to join us in a few minutes, is one of them, excuse me, that really understood what the vote was about. So those of you who are now either on one side of the race issue or another, who are all either gloating because this is what you wanted to see happen, or you're upset because you think that the state of Michigan is racist, that's all nonsense. And you're foolish because you don't really know, with all the yammering that you're doing, I mean, listening to the talk radio programs at the end of the week and over the weekend, and people talking about this, whether it was positive or negative, it made me laugh because, and I'm not telling you that I'm the brightest guy in the world, but hello, I know how to read. I know how to look at a word or a sentence or a phrase or a paragraph and say, okay, that's what I think these words mean. So I checked with three or four different legal sources, and they all said the same thing. The news media generally across the board had this wrong. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to prove to you that I'm the smartest guy on the block. Again, I just read it. So a lot of people, if you consider affirmative action to be important or just or necessary, or whether it's a form of discrimination, doesn't make any difference. The disparities were not the discussion. That's how people tried to get people to vote for this one way or another. But when it went to the Supreme Court, there was not one mention of affirmative action, not questions for universities, not any business about admission policies. No, 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 no. I did get a kick out of reading a Northwestern University lecturer's commentary. She said the socioeconomic status of the disproportionate number of minorities prevents students from accessing higher education. You know what a load of manure, if we were going to discuss that issue, what a load of manure that is? The pendulum has gone the other way, and that's why the state of Michigan voters decided they want to try to even things out now, because there are a lot of minorities who are getting preference in all kinds of ways that at this point in time in our history probably ought not to have the same realities offered to them as has been the case for, what, the last 25, 30, 40 years? Now, that's not to say that we didn't need to do what we did when things changed, because we absolutely did. The prejudice in this country after World War II was outrageous. The sorts of things that were being done, just to take the United States military and the fact that black men couldn't go to the same latrine as white men, as recently as 1954, when Dwight Eisenhower became president. He was so outraged by the facts that existed in World War II that was one of the first things he did was change that. But what? That's 1950s, my God, it's like yesterday. Why did we have that almost 100 years after the Civil War? Black people still couldn't use the same John as a white person. But again, that wasn't the issue. The issue was about whether or not you had the right in Michigan to decide this issue, and you did, and you did. And so all of the things, students of color and the discrimination and the people who are saying, oh, my God, this is horrible, we're going to move out of Michigan, you don't really know what you're talking about. But who am I to suggest that to you? I'll let you listen to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the attorney for the Good Day program, who will explain this very succinctly, and then we'll meet Elizabeth Slattery coming up on this Supreme Court ruling. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. among single-ingredient OTC decongestants. Please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit SageConfidence.com.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free. All right. Supreme Court ruled not on affirmative action, but on a voter's right to change an issue, no matter what it is. This has been so horribly covered, and reporting on talk radio programs and the conversation in the news has been just completely 100% wrong. They didn't get the story, maybe for obvious reasons.
Well, you and Stephen Breyer, you're the ones that kind of picked this up. This was a 6-2 vote. One justice voted to remove herself from the vote due to a conflict. But Stephen Breyer, who is one of the more liberal justices on the United States Supreme Court and a proponent of affirmative action, said exactly what you said. And it was not really picked up in the the media.
No.
The case was not about the constitutionality of affirmative action. It was totally about whether the state of Michigan is permitted to vote on having that kind of a program there or not. And the vote was yes, the state of Michigan does permit this kind of a vote.
It's very
there
clear.
There are other states that have a similar thing,
yeah.
But it's certainly not a vote on up or down on affirmative action.
There's Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Good Day program with an overview, very quick overview, of what the Supreme Court really said in its ruling last week. This is In Depth on Good Day. The conversation continues in a moment with a lady who's evolved into a Supreme Court reporter. She has some educational background. We'll bring you her in a matter of moments. I'm looking around at some of the reviews of the ruling from people that you hear from. I often refer to them as gas bags. Maybe that you don't agree with me. That's okay. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. If you feel strongly that I'm not, telling it like it is, then challenge what it is I'm saying. But you heard Steve Wiseman just tell you that the real issue here was a voting rights issue. But here we have Al Sharpton, who writes, history teaches us that negative forces will always try to smear and distort those on the side of justice. That's nothing new. But it's up to us to keep marching forward, for victory is made up by those who remain focused and disciplined. Okay, so Al doesn't like the outcome of the Supreme Court ruling. Had nothing to do with affirmative action. Well, it had to do with the fact that they'd gone overboard with it, at least according to the people in Michigan, and they ought to be able to decide on their own without outside influence, what, or at least figure out among themselves, the people who live in the state, that this is what they want. So now let's move into another quotient of the learning department. I always love learning. Learning is more important than anything else. Very important part of the Good Day program. So, Elizabeth Slattery joins us now, a Supreme Court watcher and a student of the Supreme Court. I want to know what your take is at first blush here, Elizabeth.
You know, what the court decided is they're giving states the green light to consider whether or not they want to allow race to be considered in college admissions. And, you know, the justices decided that this is a policy issue. It's not something that's constitutionally mandated. And so it's properly within the scope of the people.
But where in the ruling does it even mention, other than a passing glance to affirmative action, the ruling or the stuff that I've read about it suggests that the issue is about whether people have the right to vote on any issue. It wasn't the question of affirmative action. That happened to be the issue in this particular vote. But what I get out of it is that you and I have the right to vote on any issue, and the decision didn't really focus on affirmative action, whether it's right or wrong, but whether the challenge was whether or not people had the right to vote on this or other issues. That's certainly the way I didn't see affirmative action as being the big deal here at all.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, the underlying issue of affirmative action was obviously part of the, you know, part of what was before the court, and they had to decide, you know, whether it's permissible under the Constitution to mandate equal treatment, which is what the state wanted to do, the people of Michigan wanted to do, and, you know,
the challenge when it was brought to the Supreme Court, though, was whether or not there was a right, whether the Constitution allowed a vote on an issue like this. Is the final word what the voters say at the ballot box on any issue? And that's what I get out of this, that the final word is you and me as voters on whatever issue we want to bring before the public.
That's correct. And to the extent that, you know, the issue before that's going to the ballot box isn't something that violates the Constitution for some reason,
mm-hmm.
then yes, that's correct. The voters do have the last word.
Is there a circumstance, Elizabeth, in your research that would ever present us with that being unconstitutional? Could it ever be unconstitutional to vote on people, parties, things? Under what circumstances could that possibly happen?
Sure. You know, there could have been a way that what happened in Michigan could have been a violation of equal protection. If instead of banning the consideration of race, if they said, if they targeted minorities in a specific way, saying, you know, the people of Michigan are not going to allow X type of people into their public schools, then obviously that's something that would raise some serious constitutional questions. But that's not what we had here. What we had was banning race discrimination, unjust race discrimination.
If I hear you correctly, you're suggesting that some issues brought before the voters might be inappropriate and might be considered unconstitutional, and that sort of gets in the way of what I see as the interpretation. And I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I know how to read, and I know how to look at words. And so what I see here is pretty much anything that people want to change at the ballot box, they can, and that would be something that is considered a part of the Constitution, because the Constitution has to be voted on by all of the people through the states anyway if there's a change, right?
Yeah. Yes, and, you know, in the majority opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy has this great line. He said, it's demeaning to the democratic process to presume that voters aren't capable of deciding an issue on decent and rational grounds.
I
thought that is a great line.
That makes it. Thank you, Elizabeth. Nice to have you here. Elizabeth Slattery, who's a researcher on issues like this, I think that pretty much summarized the whole thing, don't you? 51 after the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. With his overview, uniquely suited is he, I'm talking like Yoda now, uniquely suited is he to understanding, interpreting a lot of the things that come from the medical journals. So we'll have that information for you after we interpret for 60 seconds why it is that you ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. If you're over 40, listen to what Dr. Ken has to say.
To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul, one of our listeners from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power.
Help yourself to a longer, healthier life by dialing 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call now. Mention Dr. Ken, get a free bottle with your order, 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Get more blood to your muscles, your heart, biggest muscle, best muscle, most important muscle in your body, plus more blood to your brain with Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. There are 3,000, count them, 3,000 types of bacteria on the typical $1 bill. What do we do with that information, Ken?
Well, let's talk about laundering money, and let's talk about dirty money. It appears microbes such as bacteria, viruses, and fungi, Doug, actually grow on money. Researchers at the New York University's Dirty Money Project, they analyzed DNA on $1 bills and found some 3,000 types of bacteria, many times more than studies using a microscope found. High-speed gene sequencing and computerized database analysis from $81 bills we use to identify life forms via their DNA.
All right, let's talk about pot use here for a moment. We were talking about e-cigarettes. That's become a familiar conversation that you and I have. Pot is also in our focus a lot. And in your case, you're a cardiologist. You're finding the research points to bad stuff for heart-related problems if you're smoking pot.
Exactly. Last week, there was an article about the effects, how it damages your brain in very low doses. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. The marijuana use contributes to heart and artery disease, particularly those already at risk for cardiovascular problems. This new study describes a tripling of cardiovascular and vascular conditions in the heart, brain, and limbs during and after marijuana use.
No. So there's a new bionic eye that's been inserted in a Michigan resident. How is this going to work? How does it affect the average person? And what kind of an eye needs to be replaced with a bionic eye?
Exciting. A Michigan man with a degenerative eye disease is one of the first people in America to receive his bionic eye. It's an artificial retina that has partially reversed the near blindness that Roger Ponce, a former competitive weightlifter and factory worker from Reed City, Michigan, was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when he was a teenager and lost the majority of his vision. He's just one of four patients in America to have this artificial retina surgery. Following surgery, he was able to see his wife, Kat, and grandson, and had not been able to see them in the past.
Give us 30 seconds. Give us 30 seconds on how that kid survived in the wheel well of the jet.
I have no idea. I researched this.
Is that your professional opinion?
I researched this. The FAA records only 25 of 105 people have attempted to stow away in the wheel well of a plane in the last 67 years have survived this ordeal. I just think his stars were aligned. He was cooled enough so that his oxygen demands, his metabolic demands slowed down, but not cooled enough so he froze to death, and somehow there was just enough oxygen, and also he didn't fall to death.
All right, there's Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.